Hey everyone, I would like to introduce to my grandfather, who I call Papa Tony. He is a man of great experience, and he'll be on a lot of future podcasts. This isn't the first deep conversations we've had. We've had multiple, and this time I thought I'd record it and put it onto Big Talks, as well as future conversations, because I thought it'd be a good idea to have recordings of our conversations and review his wisdom whenever we need it. FYI, just some housekeeping for the podcast. The podcast name and cover art is subject to change because I feel like it could be better. And some episodes will be shorter and some longer. All right, welcome, Papa Tony.
Yes, go ahead.
All right. So the question for today's podcast is, what three things would you tell your younger self? And I can give you some time to think about that.
Just about anything?
Yes.
Three things. I think I heard those three things before. What are the three things you like here? And what are the three things you don't like there? Okay.
And then three also things. If you could elaborate on why you chose the three things. Okay. The question, if I remember correctly, is, what would you tell... What are three pieces of advice, life advice, that you'd tell your younger self?
All right. I picture myself now talking to an 18-year-old guy named Tony Hisam. For whatever it's worth, he came over to see me and knocked on my door and says, "Hey, I'm 18 years old. What can you say to me about what I should do?" And I said, "I'll be very simple, very direct, and very brief. Thank you so much for asking me, because I'm sure you could have asked 1,000 other persons. So let me say that up front." All right. "Mr. Tony Hisam, number one, you must remember this. If you have to forget everything about me, remember these three things I'm going to say to you tonight. Number one, life is ahead of you. Life is a very difficult and long journey. There will be ups and downs, successes and despair, frustrations, and so on and so forth, where you have the peaks and valleys. Don't ever think about it as a road of rosy flowers all along. That's just part of the road. You have to know what's after that. I'll give you a very good example. In my life, I think, in my own view and in my own standards, I thought I was doing very well. Coming in from a privileged family, had a good education, had a good job, and I was on top of the world. And I thought there was nothing more except straight up. Then things started to go down. I was experiencing it in my life. Things were so bad. Frustration comes in, despair, everything that's negative that's there. I had to go through that. Everybody does. You're not an exception here. Please understand this from the very start. And I want you to prepare for it and not be surprised. I want you to be providing the solutions, not the problems. All right, what happened then in my life? Yes, given the negative of despair, frustration, etc., I have to pull myself together, stand up, throw that white flag. You are part of Hisam, as I am. I will never let it that you will ever come out with a white flag in your life for the difficulties that you have to overcome. That is not a Hisam that I know. I will be behind you. And I will not let you do that.
So
you stand up.
So by
you
what?
So put by yourself up.
So by throwing in the white flag, surrendering, you mean never giving up?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is a long fight, a lifetime of struggle, of successes and frustration and despair. Mm-hmm. And you will experience both. The despair and frustration are the most difficult because these are not the ones that you are used to. But you have to prepare for them and you must expect them. You're going to go through a hole in the road. You're going to be a bumpy road. Expect that.
Okay, so when you say prepare, do you just mean to know that it's coming? Or is there a way to prepare for it?
Absolutely. This is the second part. What do you then do, given the scenario that I mentioned? Oh, absolutely. What you have to do is look into these areas where you're going to lose certain things. You're going to miss certain opportunities that you like. This is part of the frustration. As you go along, this comes in different forms and images and realities to you, as it is to me, and so is to everybody else. Make sure that if you do fall down, there are three things, two at least, that I know you should do. One, do it yourself. Second, I don't think you can ever do that all throughout your life by yourself. Go to your loved ones, be it your mom, be it your uncles, be it your friends, be it your first cousin, and probably even me, if I'm still around. You need our help as much as I needed the help of others in my areas of weakness.
So
do that. And don't ever forget, which is the number three, always ask support and blessings from the Almighty. He is always there. Many times we forget this in our problems, but He is there. He is the one that makes you who you are.
Okay.
Talk to Him. Ask Him. Thank help
God,
him.
Yeah.
Ask yourself to help you go through the trials that you may have. End of story.
So, wait, I might have... Let me just recap what you just said. So, number two was... your second piece of advice was reaching out to others or doing it yourself?
By yourself and reaching up with others, because sometimes you cannot just do it by yourself.
Okay, and then number three was remembering God and His help.
Yes, because many times we forget Him.
Okay. When you say... So there's... For the second piece of advice you said, there's definitely a balance, or like, you know, knowing when to be independent versus a little dependent on others, right?
Yes. Let me add this. When you say you pick up yourself, you try to stand up by yourself, this is an accumulation of what you have done in your life. You would be able... There are people who would run away from it because they're not used to it. There are some people who would be halfway for it and then stop. There are those that will go all the way, really, to save whatever it is that he wants to be saved. Which one are you from the start? There are these three different classes in life that I have seen. I want you to be that last one, that you are going to persist into doing something that I think should be done by you. There, nobody can answer that except yourself. That's it.
Okay. Okay. Great.
I hope that helps.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that piece of wisdom.
Sure. Anytime, Timothy, I'm always here.
Great.
All right.